Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Gorgeous. Staccato. Yeah. Vibrato.
The thing is, with my headphones, I can't really hear myself that well. So,
yeah,
who knows? I'm like a singer without, you know, when their thing falls out and they're like,
They're like, I can't hear. And you're like, you better belt it, bitch. Cause guess what? The mic's still on.
Yeah. How can't you hear?
I don't get it, but I believe it. I just don't get it.
Lea Michele made her Broadway debut last night.
I know. You guys, we are recording. This is a busy month for us.
Yeah, we should do some housekeeping up top.
Here's some quick housekeeping. Okay,
so we both have some busy months coming up.
Yeah.
So this episode that you're hearing on today, it's out
on
as of today, the 19th of September, 2022.
Correct.
Oh my God, I just realized that when we die, people will be able to listen to our voices forever. That's so great.
Isn't that beautiful?
In a way, we're being immortalized.
We really are. I'm like thinking about the fact that like my kids will feel like they know me. They'll be like, Mom, you were a wreck too in your 30s. I'll be like, shut your
mouth. I've never thought about this before.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. I'm like, I don't have a diary that my kids can read someday. But in a way, I have even worse.
You know what? Give a shout out to your kids right now. Sucking dick on air. Yeah.
No. Okay. So housekeeping. This is the last show for the month.
We're gonna take off the 26th. We have to. We're both traveling, and
yeah.
But if you're like, what am I gonna do? Wait, I like need this to survive. Then thank God for you. We do have a Patreon. And
we do have a Patreon where the episodes will come out as normal for the month.
Yeah.
Video, we have bonus Hallmark episodes, bonus regular episodes, bonus high episodes. There's something for everyone.
Really, there is.
We will be back here October 3rd.
Yeah.
Of 2022.
Oh my God. October. I can't even wait.
And it'll be amazing because we will be feeling
in
great.
Our prime, honey.
I might be wearing a sweatshirt. Can you imagine?
I might be in a full blown cape.
Who fucking knows?
High collar and dark lipstick and just, I'm a witch, a full blown witch.
She's a witch, honey.
She's always been a witch and she is a witch. Thank you for doing that. How did Lea Michele do? Do you know?
So I was reading, there was people like tweeting during, and it was very funny because there was people that was like, in the moment Lea made her entrance, a twink with opera gloves stood up and started a 10-minute standing ovation.
Really?
And then I saw that when she gives the line that she doesn't read many books, that the audience laughed.
That's funny.
That it's now like a joke in the thing.
Very good.
Listen, I bet she's pretty good.
I'm sure.
She has so much to come. Number one, this is like so weird because of Glee. Because this is her exact storyline on Glee coming to true life. To the exact role.
Well, I was going to say it's true that also like Jane Lynch like walked out before. You know what I mean?
But like in Glee, when she goes, like moves to New York and stuff. Yeah. Did you watch all of Glee?
I think I might have quit towards the end because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so it ends with Rachel's character moves to New York to like try to be on Broadway. She fails, she fails, she fails. And it ends with her getting her dream role, playing the role of Fanny Bryce.
Wow.
In the first revival of Funny Girl since Barbara Streisand.
Wow. Well, yeah.
And so that is literally, you know, what's
happening.
Isn't
it ironic? Isn't it? Yeah. Wow. Guys, your dreams can come true and you can write them into action. Isn't that manifesting? Who's to say?
Just don't get canceled for being absolutely heinous to everyone that you've ever met.
Don't be mean. Don't be mean.
The thing I had heard for years that she was.
I know.
Like, I had friends that, like, friends personally that have, like, had stories about how rude she was. I had a friend that was obsessed with her. She was her, like, and was, like, a talent handler basically award shows, and so she like pulled strings to get assigned to Lea Michele.
Okay.
And when she they're like, Lea, this is we'll say Stacy, this is Lea, and Stacy was like, oh my god, it's so nice to meet you, I'm such a fan. Very normal thing to say. And Lea was like, you're gonna have to get somebody else, and like walked away from her.
Oh my god,
it's crazy. Who acts like that?
I don't know. And that's why I won't go see it.
I won't go see it either. Unless.
Unless.
You know.
Something.
Somebody got the ticket. Gives me,
if it's free. I don't know if I can be seen there with what I stand for.
Yeah, exactly.
I stand for kindness. And you know that. Everybody knows that. That's my slogan. That's my slogan for my campaign, which is. The campaign that some would say Ellen DeGeneres had, that also she wasn't nice. So that it's a mixed bag out there. You got to be careful.
I had also heard that about Ellen.
I know. It's like, you know, they say don't meet your heroes. And...
Can I tell you what my fear is?
What?
Because I've heard things and I've spoken to people that know her. And the way they react when I say something about her leads me to believe perhaps it's true. That I've heard... Melissa McCarthy is not that nice.
It's like, what's going on? Why is it happening?
Why?
Why? Who's why?
But I guess
it breaks
people,
my heart.
I don't know. People could say that I've been mean, but I don't think I'm mean.
Oh, I don't think you're mean either. I also don't think I'm mean, but then it's like
I don't get mean, but I'll get, I think, blunt in a working situation if I know what I'm talking about and someone else maybe doesn't.
Yeah.
But I don't I'm not going to be mean to like somebody that's assigned to like make sure I'm in the right place all day.
I think I'd be very kind to that person. I think it's okay to have boundaries though. I think sometimes people get mad at celebrities who have a boundary and are like, oh, I'm not going to do autographs. And people are like, that's really mean. And it's like, well, that's not mean. That's just not wanting to do something.
I read... like the New York Times profile on, oh, my puppy's sticking his head up.
See his little head.
Look at it. It's like he heard me say it.
The Patreon, you guys are going to see him. Look at the baby. Oh my God. Okay. He literally is just like being held like a baby. This is too much.
I hold him like a baby like all the time. He sleeps like he's
like a teddy bear.
Like sometimes, yeah, like a teddy bear. Like he'll sleep next to me, so his head's on a pillow, but like he's on his back.
Oh my God.
Like he sleeps like he's me next to me. It's so funny.
He's so cute.
Or he'll sleep like a lot at the end of the bed. But he's been a pain in my ass, I'll tell you that. Yesterday and today, he's just gotten of energy.
He's got energy.
But I love him.
Oh, of course you do. He's family. That's what family is.
He's also feeling like it's so weird to go from he was like this feeble little all I felt was like a bag of bones. And now I feel like he's getting
dirty.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, we love that. He's growing.
Yeah.
He's growing. We're all growing. We gotta love growth. You know what I mean?
You gotta love growth. But you know what I don't love?
What?
Growing really that much. I don't like change.
Yeah.
And so that's why I want to fall back on something and do a Hallmark.
I love that. Let's do a Hallmark. I really need like a romantic kind of getaway today.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Are you ready?
So you guys, it's time for
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Yeah, I am ready. Ooh, okay, let's go.
Gives you wings.
Gives you wings.
Are you starting or should I?
You.
Okay. Picture this.
Yes.
A high-powered.
Yeah.
Jewelry. Jewelry CEO.
Wow.
Her name is Diamond.
Stop.
Diamond Crystals.
I'm crying. I love that.
Her name is. No, you know what? It's Crystal Diamonds.
I like that. Crystal's a great first name.
I'm surprised there's no drag names that no one has the drag name Crystal Diamonds.
Yeah, I'm surprised about that too. And then you could always be like, I'm a diamond in the rough, you know?
Okay, so Crystal Diamonds is CEO of Crystal Diamonds.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, beautiful. Think of it as like a Swarovski level.
Wow, yeah.
They're everywhere. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's their big time of the year. Christmas is coming up.
Big time of the year.
And they are selling every year they do a... well, actually, you know what? Christmas is coming up, but it's only October. And so...
Okay.
We need to be realistic about the timeline here. And so it is October and... Crystal needs to come up with this year's millennium piece. A millennium happens every year at Crystal Diamonds is the slogan. Because we go through so much change, we're always up to date and we always have the best of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Even classic jewelry. And so every Christmas season, Crystal and her creative director Leopold.
Love that name.
And it's actually that his name is Leopold, but as as a creative director, he made it Leopold because it seems more.
You want to be like a one name kind of guy, you know?
And so they always come up with something. Last year it was a beautiful purple diamond bracelet.
Yeah.
With spots.
Spots.
Which was very unheard. I mean, it's to find those diamonds is
hard.
Hard.
You know?
And a lot of times spots are looked at as flaws in diamonds.
And I think the whole marketing behind it was like, you're flawless. Yeah. And it was
like everyone's flawed.
And we love you. And look how stunning.
Even diamonds are flawed and they're the most beautiful thing on the earth.
It was gorgeous. The marketing was great. And a lot of women rocked those. You know what I mean?
A lot. Especially because they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our thing, is it's big collector's items. It's like the Hess trucks at the Hess gas stations or, you know, whatever. Things people collect. Bratz dolls? What do people collect? I don't know.
What do people... Beanie Babies? That's
not that really anymore.
Okay,
but
right.
This is just like every year someone has to... Everyone wants the piece.
Everyone wants it.
And so it's October 15th and is the date usually that Crystal announces...
What it is.
What the millennium piece is going to be. It goes on sale November 15th. We usually sell out by November 16th. And then, the secondary market on these things is out of control. People buy them and sell them on eBay. They go for 5, 10, 20 times the price.
Crazy.
And of course, we do have people that we employ that buy them and sell them on eBay as well.
Yeah.
And it's a reach around for taxes. But anyway, I go to Crystal's desk and I'm like, what's the plan? It's October 10th. You have to announce in 5 days.
Yeah. Do you mind closing the door?
Today's Monday. We're announcing on Friday.
Friday. Do you mind closing the door super quick?
Yeah. Cynthia, close the door.
Okay. God,
I'm wearing heels. I can't stand.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't have an idea.
What do you mean you don't have an idea?
I mean... I have been, you know, every year it kind of just comes to me. Like, I don't really like panic about it. I don't really think about it. It just comes to me. And I've been waiting, you know, for it to come patiently, kindly. And it hasn't come.
What the and fuck are you talking about?
I don't have an idea.
Come up with something. I start going crazy on him.
Yeah.
And my Christmas bonus is dependent on the sale.
Yeah, all of our Christmas bonus is dependent on the sale.
On the sale of the Millennium Bracelet.
I know. I just like last year's was so great. I'm like, what is going to top it?
Well, how did you come up with last year's? It was, I believe, purple with white spots.
Well, famously, my ex, Martin.
Martin Sheen, said, correct?
Martin Sheen, God bless him. He really is sweet, but he was saying, like, I love you, I just don't love all your flaws. And I was really riddled with that. And I sort of thought about a bracelet or something that would be about someone who loves all of me, including my flaws. And what if I leaned into that? And anyhow, you get how I got there.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. So I don't know if I need to be broken up with. I don't know what I need, but I don't have...
Well, what is an this idea? I see here you have something written down. It just says orange.
I thought maybe orange. I don't know.
What does that mean? Just bright, just orange?
Like an orange diamond? Is that a thing?
Like a solid orange? I know.
Yeah, is that bad?
We did solid orange in 2007, and people called it the tangerine catastrophe.
Yeah, that was a bad year. Well, I thought, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
do you have an idea?
Do I have an idea? I'm supposed to be going. I'm supposed to go to my great aunt, Suzanne, died.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, it's fine. She was 97, but she owned this inn in Bethesda.
Wow, Bethesda, Maryland?
No. It's actually in Bethesda, Vermont.
Oh, okay.
It's a much smaller town.
It's smaller.
And a lot less wealth than Bethesda, yeah. Maryland.
True, true, true.
Which, for those listening, is where a lot of the Real Housewives of Potomac live.
And famously my parents as well.
And famously Jesse's parents as well. I was just trying to paint a picture of the difference in the cities.
I love that. That's a big difference.
So it's Bethesda, Vermont. It's a quaint town. It's nice.
Quaint.
But anyway, cute. My Aunt Suzanne, like, I'm supposed to go up there. I'm supposed to sign the papers.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to be going up there today, Crystal. I'm supposed to be up there fucking today. And I'm here listening to you spout off ideas that you haven't changed since 2007. The tangerine catastrophe.
Quiet. What if I come with you and we take a day out and we just have a creative day? Remember,
do you think
that
our friendship's ready for that?
Yeah. I mean, hello, 2015, we got drunk at that corner store. You passed out and we came up with that really great idea of the cornerstone of love.
Oh, that was a great year.
You know, that was a great year. So maybe
made my first million.
I know. Congrats. It's really exciting to be a part of the seven-figure club.
It really is. Not a lot of people are here, so.
No, not a lot of people.
Okay, yeah. So the train leaves at 4.
Let's get our ass on it. Oh, I love a train, too. Like, it's so quaint and romantic. I mean, I always think about Anastasia and how she couldn't get on the train, but you know what I mean.
What's that song in Anastasia?
Have you heard this?
No, not that one.
Okay. The heart don't stop me now. Interesting. Once upon a December.
Yeah, but can you sing that from the beginning?
It's like, there you'll stay home.
Those aren't the words.
With me. Yeah, well, I don't fully know it off the top of my head.
That's what it is. Once upon a time in December.
Once upon a December. That's it.
That doesn't play because we couldn't get the rights to it. But
yeah,
we,
unfortunately,
we sing it on the way
we
there.
We do sing it, and it's gorgeous. It's very eerie, which I think
once
the song is.
Once upon a December.
Beautiful. The grandma.
Okay, so it's a montage scene of us on the train. Things aren't going well. It's stuffy. There's a big dog that's shedding all over you.
We're on the quiet car, which we didn't want. So you and I are both on phone calls and people
keep
livid.
Shushing us. I ask a guy if he I think he's hitting on me. So I'm like,
right.
And then he goes to the bathroom. So then I go to the bathroom, and then he starts screaming because he did not want me to come with him. It's a lot of things going on.
It's a riot. And that's the only time that you and I both say, it's the quiet car. Mind your tone.
It's the quiet car, sir.
Stop screaming.
Stop trying to fuck me in the bathroom and
exactly.
Be quiet.
We turn it on him and everything's fine.
Creep.
We're both a little rattled, a little tired.
This guy's trying to jerk me off. Yeah, so we're both a little we're both a little rattled, a little tired.
Yeah, when we got there. And I'm like, I can't believe your aunt lived in such a like kind of quaint, far out place, you know?
I actually grew up in a town exactly the opposite from this. I did grow up in Manhattan in New York City.
Oh, okay.
But I did come up here every summer to see my Aunt Suzanne. Who was a lesbian, by the way.
Oh, wow. There's always an aunt that's a lesbian.
She actually dated Ellen DeGeneres for a little while. We kept that under wraps. It was embarrassing for the family.
Of course.
Not the lesbian thing. The Ellen DeGeneres
thing. Yeah. Was she as mean as they say?
Yeah. My mom used to call her Ellen Degenerate behind her back.
That's, wow. Okay. Well, that's absolutely fascinating.
And my dad, because this was... Ellen was friends with Portia. They remained friends. You know how lesbians do after they broke up.
Of course.
Ellen and Portia still came up to Suzanne's dying. But we used to call her Portia de Saucy because she was always drunk.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm learning a lot. So we get off the train and I'm trying to get my bearings. Like, I'm like, is there a sign? Is there what's going on? And there is a man standing outside of a black car and he's holding a sign.
It says
Susan's nephew.
And I'm like, they spelled Susan wrong. They spelled Suzanne wrong.
Suzanne, that's it. But then I can't help but notice that, like, I hone in on the sign, you know what I mean? And then I kind of, this man, it's like very strong fingers, you know what I mean? They're thick. I hate to say they're thick fingers, like they're powerful fingers.
Are they long as well or are they stubby?
No, they're pretty long.
Are they calloused?
And I go, they've been through something. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Do they look like he's been working hard but uses lotion?
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
He's got a hobby that's hardcore.
Maybe woodwork.
It could be possibly woodworking. I can't, you know.
Perhaps that he chops his own firewood.
Can you imagine?
Imagine. I can't get a guy to fucking... break a toothpick in half for me, let alone chop firewood.
That's not, we're gonna find someone who chops wood for you. I mean it. So and I hate to say because it's true, he's wearing a suit. He's wearing a really nice suit and he's got
this is nice the chauffeur.
Well, I was thinking it could be the chauffeur, it could be the lawyer. You know what I mean?
Either way, you did throw your bag at him.
Yeah, immediately. And he's like, whoa. And he goes to grab it. So he's bent down. And when he stands up, I'm like, wait a second. Because a shadow is cast. A true shadow. A shadow is cast, my friend. And my bag, which I threw chest level, is now at my head. And I'm going, 6 + 7 = 13.
Yeah, what?
And this man is at least a foot above me. Well, around a foot. Well, my eye line foot. You know what I'm saying?
He's also standing maybe on a hill.
Right.
And he seems to be wearing a thick boot.
It's a thick boot. This man, if I'm guesstimating, if I'm throwing a number out without kind of any sort of measuring stick nearby, I'm thinking he's 6'2", 6'3".
This is a tall person.
He's a tall person. It's somewhere in that area. And when I sort of go, whoa, and he says, are you Susan's cousin, nephew? And I say, he is.
And I go, that's me.
And you also say it's Suzanne.
It's Suzanne. And yes, I'm Suzanne's nephew.
Yeah. And he goes, it's so nice to meet you, Leo. I'm Matt, Suzanne's lawyer.
Oh, hello, Matt. I didn't know that Suzanne had a lawyer. That seems very responsible of her.
Well, just for, I mean, you're here to kind of take over, right?
Yeah.
And so legally, we have to do some paperwork to get
no,
that.
No, yeah, it makes total sense. It's just Aunt Suzanne was always so out there and flighty. I didn't know that she had gotten a lawyer and a tall one at that.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Suzanne was just a real sweetheart in the town. She supported my side hobby. I carve tables.
Wow.
Out of wood. And she was a big fan. So I always said, when you need legal stuff, you come to me. And so here we are.
Wow. That's really great. So what's the next step here, sir?
Well, so sorry. The next step is we're going to go. We're going to sign some stuff. We're going to get everything written over to you. He's like, you know, Suzanne and I had a real bond because there aren't a lot of gays in the
town.
What
were you? Fuck it. Oh, I was just going to accuse you of having sex with her.
No, we're both gay.
What? Oh, I forgot she was a lesbian. I always forget she was a lesbian.
Well, remember Ellen?
Yeah, of course. I just always forget that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. That's great. I'm gay as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't it so weird that we have to do this and other people in the world don't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you hop in the back of my car and we'll start chatting about legal stuff? And I'm like, me too.
And I'm so like, you can take the bus.
And I'm like, how dare you? We're thinking about diamond ideas, remember?
And I'm like, well, I'm certainly thinking of things that are hard.
Ah, so the three of us are in the back of a car. It's like a limo. It's a small limo. It's tasteful.
Odd that the lawyer would have a limo that he drove.
Well, there's a driver. He's in the back with us.
Wow, what a town.
But the driver just never got out of the car.
No, it's just impressive that there's a limousine service. It's an impressive town.
He's a very good lawyer. Yeah. So we're driving. He's chatting with us.
And I'm like, are you a villain in this town? It just seems like you're giving Mr. Potter from like It's a Wonderful Life kind of vibes.
He's like, I was going more for DuckTales kind of.
For DuckTales? What is that?
DuckTales.
The cartoon?
I guess. I don't know. Or like, I guess Richie Rich vibes.
What does DuckTales have to do with this?
I don't know. I just saw myself swimming in a pool of money.
Is that a thing in DuckTales?
Yeah.
It's a pretty obscure reference.
Well, I thought you would know
it. You
said
you were gay and here you are referencing DuckTales?
Yeah, it's a very gay show.
It's a show? I thought it was a movie.
I think it's a show.
What's it about?
Ducks.
Is it about, is it DuckTales, A-L-E-S, or DuckTales, like A-I-L-S?
You're making me question my childhood, but let me look it up really quickly, because
I'm kidding. It's DuckTales, T-A-L-E-S. Oh. I know what it is, but I don't know what, I thought it was a movie. I've never seen it, is the point.
Okay, well, do you know the song?
Yeah, obviously not. Of course, I know all the songs from this movie I've never seen or heard of.
Okay, well, forget that reference. How about that?
Yeah, maybe if you could do gay references, that would be helpful to me, a gay person.
Okay, I
and that's when you lean over and you're like, you need to stop being so mean for no reason.
Yeah, I'm like, you're being kind of aggressive.
Well, he's being aggressive.
Is he? I think he's trying to connect with you.
He comes quacking at me with his DuckTales.
Well, he's trying,
I guess.
He's like, did you know that Suzanne had a chunk of money?
No. Like what? Like she like chunked a piece. What did she do? I can only imagine.
She bought a cave.
What?
She bought a cave in town.
There's a cave in town?
Well, because have you heard of that purple sort of stone rock?
I don't work in crystals. Kidding.
Have I
heard of the purple stone amethyst?
Yeah. She found a cave made of amethyst. in town.
I'm sorry. How did she find this in town? That's the part that's really hard for me to hear. It's where in town did she discover a rock cave?
Well, the story is a little complicated. I'll say that.
I would like to hear it.
Well, you know that Suzanne had a drinking problem.
Did she? We really weren't that close. We only saw each other once a year, and I just thought she was drunk because of the holidays.
Well, she's, I mean...
Was she drunk all the time?
She was a functioning alcoholic.
That makes sense. So am I. It's in the family.
Yeah. So she was drunk. After Ellen, there was a lot of drunk
nights.
Oh,
God, of course.
Of course. So she was so drunk, she started disappearing. And no one knew where she went.
And come to think of it, she's the one that came up with the Portia de Saucy nickname.
Right.
That makes sense.
And yeah. And also it came from one time when Portia took one of her last tequilas and she was going to ruin her.
Was that when she went to jail for the...
That was the night of prison. Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember that. And Portia couldn't go to the Oscars that year because of the bruise.
Exactly. And so Suzanne borrowed one of my tools. Long story short, she found this cave. She chipped away at it. She exposed the amethyst.
Wait, round. So you're telling me that my Aunt Suzanne, whilst in jail, tried to dig her way out and found an amethyst tunnel?
No, I'm saying that once she got out of jail for that one
night.
That's
a shame. That would have been a good story.
It would have been a great story.
But it's not true.
It's just more that for a year, when she got super drunk, she would sleepwalk to this cave and started chiseling at it, and then she single-handedly created one of the town's greatest attractions.
Well, I guess she must have known amethyst was in there. Otherwise, why would she be doing that? So she was a genius up to the end.
She really was. Anyhow, and now it goes
to
you.
So what's it worth?
What's it worth?
What's it worth? Worth.
Well,
money. What's worth. It worth? In dollars.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's around $250,000.
That's it for an amethyst cave?
Well, it is.
Whatever.
In Bethesda,
so what's the
Vermont.
Point? What's the point you're telling me?
I guess the point, I just thought you might want to see it.
Today?
And then I say, hey, remember we're here for inspiration too.
Amethyst was literally last year. What is this going to inspire?
I don't know.
You didn't think about that, did you, when you suggested we go on that tour?
Not 100%.
Fine. Take us to the amethyst. Maybe something will be inspirational along the way.
Okay. And then I'm passed out in the car because I'm just tired. And then
the
guy's
like... Sorry
about
my friend. She's also an alcoholic.
And the guy, Matt, is like...
Matt?
Yeah.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't know that.
Matt, the lawyer.
Of course.
Of course. And he's like,
I'm like,
are you...
So did your family, was it hard growing up with the last name, the lawyer?
And he said, well, it kind of shaped my career path.
I guess so. That's why I became, what's my name? Ponce de Leon?
Leopold. Yeah.
I'm Leopold.
Yeah, no, I know.
My friends call me Leopold.
What should I call you?
Call me by your name.
So
you were saying something? Where's?
I was just wondering, like, why you, were you close with Suzanne?
No, not really. I mean, that's why I had no idea that she had discovered and bought an amethyst cave. I came once a year up until about 10 years ago when I just couldn't bear to see Ellen DeGeneres anymore.
Sure. He's like, gosh, you have really beautiful eyes.
Thanks. They're hazel.
they really are. You don't see a lot of hazel eyes, I feel.
Are you hitting on me? What's happening? Let me be very frank here, Matt the lawyer. I know your game, and I've seen it before. And if you think I'm going to sign over the Amethyst Cave to you so that you can do whatever you sell it, it's probably worth five times what you're telling me. You're here to scam me just like everybody else. So why don't you just fuck me in the ass and get it over with?
I wake up and I go, who said fuck me in the ass? Also, why are you so hostile?
This guy's trying to scam us.
And he goes, I'm not trying to scam you. I was trying to hit on your friend. Gosh, what happened to you?
Oh, you were hitting on me?
Yeah.
So I've inherited caves before and they've always been taken out from under me.
He's like, okay, well, I'm a lawyer, so I was going to help it legally happen.
So were the other ones that took the caves.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
No, I apologize if I'm being a little standoffish. It's just how I protect my heart of steel.
I love that song.
Heart of Steel.
He's like, I love the musical Six.
Me too. It's crazy, though, that in the musical Six, the song is Heart of Stone.
Damn it. But it's close, you know?
It's close. Heart of Stone. That's pretty.
Really pretty. Heart of Stone.
Yeah.
And I shoot up.
My heart of stone.
And I'm like, is there something there?
And I'm like, are you thinking of diamond ideas while my life is crumbling?
And I am. I start writing down things furiously. And Matt, the lawyer, is like, you know, I've been hurt before.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes it makes me guarded.
This is some intense conversation for our first drive to the Amethyst Cave, Matt the lawyer. And then that's when you're like, why don't you guys drop me off at this diner so I can work on my Heart of Stone idea?
Great idea.
And so we drop you off.
And I get out of the car and I go, God, that was tense.
And I go, I bet she's complaining about how tense it was in the car, but... Little does she know, she's the reason for the tension. I'm so stressed out about not having a millennium idea. I just feel so nervous that if I don't get my $1 million bonus, nobody's going to like me.
Matt the lawyer's like, what? You think people only like you for your money?
A deer runs out and he slams on the brakes.
Oh my God.
Puts his arm out for safety.
Matt really holds you with his arm.
And with that, we cut to commercial and come back to Crystal at the diner, thinking of her Heart of Stone ideas. And that's when a voice behind the counter at the diner says, oh, I love Hearts of Stone. And you're like, excuse me? And you look up, but it's hard because you're sitting and you're looking up. Your neck is so craned back to look at this.
Wow. God.
This guy, and you're like, oh my God, how fucking tall are you? And he says, right. I'm 6'3".
Damn. And that's a like, tall glass of water.
6'3" in a small town like this? Mother may I. And he's like, Hearts of Stone used to be what my mother wore around her neck. And you were like, what is a Heart of Stone?
Yeah, wait.
He's like, you know, it's like taking a piece of limestone and carving it into a heart. Like a thing. It's a locals thing here.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. They're mined from the small cave. It's sustainable out just out of town. And it takes a long time. It's a cheap stone, but it takes so long to get it into the perfect heart. It's nearly priceless.
Wow.
So, can I get you something to drink?
Oh, do you have a root beer float?
Sure. Did you want that with?
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Okay. Man, a woman after my own heart of stone.
Thank you.
And then he brings you the thing, the float, and you're writing ideas, you're eating, it's a little montage. He hands you the checkbook, you pay, he brings it back to you. In it is the most beautiful Heart of Stone. And you go, oh my God, I can't accept this. It's so stunning.
Too stunning.
And he's like, well, it's kind of my hobby. I carve them.
No.
and I want you to have it. You're such a beautiful person. And so you're like, idea goes off, okay?
Ding, ding, ding.
Then we montage. I'm in the amethyst cave.
Amethyst cave. It's so hard to say.
It's so hard to say. And I'm like, you know, it's beautiful.
So pretty. He's got twinkle lights all around.
And I'm like, what is happening here? Why did you... This is the first time we met and you're... Did you hang these twinkle lights or did it just... Is this the cave?
He's like, first of all, relax. This is how your aunt had it decorated at night.
Well, okay? You said he had twinkle lights hung all around.
You are together with him with the twinkle lights that he turns on because they're there.
Okay.
It's very romantic.
I bet it is.
And he's like, isn't it beautiful?
It is. It's stunning. And I start crying. I miss my Aunt Suzanne.
Oh my God. I knew it. Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
So he starts holding you. Give you a little hug.
And I wink at the camera.
Okay.
It worked. I feel like you have to finish my date. Otherwise, it's...
Okay. I'm scared. Sure. But here we go. So he holds you for a long time and then he's like, wow,
be
can
careful.
I tell you? I know. I'm scared.
Well, just think of it, a date something you would want said to you.
Okay. I'm going to, but okay. So what I was going to say.
On a first date.
Okay. Okay. So he's like, you know, it's really crazy, but you make me feel so calm when I'm around you.
That is crazy.
he's like, I don't know if you're hungry, but there's like a really great restaurant just down the road if you want to grab a bite. No pressure, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you want to grab a bite?
Yeah, let's grab a bite.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to be more open-minded these days.
Great. He's like, you know, I'm a little rusty. I haven't gone on a date in a while, but...
Well, I'm sure we can grease up those joints.
I didn't say the body was
working. Sorry, that was inappropriate. I just...
Yeah.
I use humor as a defense mechanism when I get nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Aw, don't be nervous.
Okay, I'm not.
He's like... Let's walk there. It's really close.
Ugh, okay.
So you guys are walking there. It's really cute because it's like kind of dark out and you can really see the stars. And you know, you never see the stars in the city.
And that's when we're walking by, we see in the shot, the diner window, You and the man just going to town on top of the dessert case.
Absolutely. Oh my God, my favorite spot.
You're just ruining every piece of angel food cake in the place.
Yeah, and eating some as I go.
And so is he.
Absolutely. Bon appetit for both of us.
It's beautiful.
It's really an exquisite time. And then you walk past that, and then down the road, there's this cute little restaurant with all these twinkle lights and candles inside. And there's a woman named Martha who works there. And he's like, hi, Martha, I'll take a table for two. And she's like, right this way. And it's such a cute little restaurant. There's like very, very few tables. It's pretty spread out. And the candlelight and the ambiance is on point.
It's pretty in here.
I know. It's my favorite spot in town. They bring out a thing of bread and all these different butters.
Oh, love that.
Oh, I know, me too.
I know a lot of people like oils. I'm more of a butter person.
Me too. And it's all different types of bread, but they're all good and warm.
Mm.
And then the butters, we've got like a garlic butter. We've got
and
like
it's so
a,
easily spread.
It spreads just like
it's airy.
Butter.
It's whipped.
Yeah. And you guys are laughing, eating the butter. And what's nice is like sometimes, you know, when you go out with someone, you're nervous to eat, but you both are like really comfortable like eating around each other, which is just kind of a good sign.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you going to get? I think I might get the lasagna myself.
Okay.
It's really good here.
Okay.
It's Italian. I don't know.
And then I say, maybe for the sake of time, we speed up the dinner a little bit.
Okay. I just thought it was kind of cute and fun.
What?
But just wanting to know what you're going to get.
I'm going to get a salad.
Oh.
With shrimp on it.
Nice.
And a side of spaghetti bolognese.
Okay. So you guys have a great dinner. And he's like, do we want dessert?
No, I just saw my friend with some angel food cake and my appetite's a little off.
He's like, okay. So then you guys leave and you're walking out and you're talking, you're laughing because there was this joke during dinner where he was like, DuckTales. And you didn't know what DuckTales was. He keeps bringing up DuckTales. And I'm like,
you and I, sir, literally had this conversation with
but
each
it's a
other.
Callback. It's a callback. He's having a fun callback with you. You're laughing about it now because now every 4 seconds he's like, have you seen the movie DuckTales?
And I'm like, it's so crazy how much funnier a joke is when you're attracted to the person saying it.
Isn't it? And so then he kind of like slows down and you're like, what are you doing? And he's like, here, you've got to lie down and look at the stars. And you're like, okay. So you're lying down, you're looking at the stars, and there's a shooting star, and he says, make a wish.
I did.
What did you wish for?
I can't fucking tell you that.
Okay, well, I was just, it's still.
I wished that we go on a second date so I can get to know you better so that it's not weird when we get married, okay? Because I'm going to be honest, I see you as my husband.
And within a moment, he rolls on top of you and starts making out.
And then we cut to you and Tom, the guy.
Cake man.
The cake guy. And you're cleaning each other up.
Boy, are we.
And you're like, I didn't even get your name. And he's like, Tom. And you're like, oh, thanks. Thanks for the heart of stone. And he's like, yeah, of course. I love it. And he's like, do you have a husband? And you're like, no. That's why I just had sex with you on top of cake.
Yeah.
He's like, I was just making sure. I realized halfway through that I didn't ask. And I
go, do you have a wife?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Well, not yet.
Oh.
I've never met anyone that is willing to fuck me on cake. So maybe soon.
That's honestly my biggest kink. And I say, tip of the hat. Great diner. Great food. I gotta go. But this was really fun.
This was a blast.
So
we montage, okay? We're going to, there's another date, and you go on a real date with this guy. All of a sudden, it's Friday, and we have to go back. And I'm like, I don't want to go back. And you're like, I don't want to go back. And that's when I'm like, we didn't even come up with a fucking thing. And you're like, oh, yeah, I did. We're going to do Hearts of Stone. It's going to be this thing, and they're carved easily. And I'm like, what do they look like? And you're like, that's what they look like. And you point to one on the ground. And so I go and I pick it up. And that's when I see another one. There's a trail of the Hearts of Stones. So we follow it out. And it leads to a double proposal. They're both out there under a giant heart of stone that they've carved. They must have been working for weeks on these.
Weeks on this. They knew.
On these stone hearts. And I'm pocketing them because I know how expensive they are.
Sure, sure.
And they ask us to marry them. Stop, Otis. You guys, the dog just bit my hand.
How dare he? He's teething.
He sure fucking is.
And we both say yes. And then it cuts to a zoom in on the heart of stone, a zoom out, and we're both wearing the heart of stone on our wedding day, and it's a joint wedding.
Yeah, and I'm mad because I didn't want to have a joint wedding, but it made life easier.
The guys are friends, so it's cute.
Yeah, it is.
And it's
cute.
Called.
It's called Rosetta Stone. No, it's called
How cute.
Hearts of Stone.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I don't know why you guys thought it would be called anything else. I'll tell you what, you're ready to date, and also, boy, are you sarcastic.
Well, it's just because I make your dates nice and romantic and you make my dates. Him trying to fuck me in the car the second they pick me up.
I got fucked on top of cakes after a
hello. I did that on purpose. Because usually...
I tried to build there.
It was too big. It was too serious of questions.
Gosh,
he was asking me how guarded I was before he even asked me on a date. We're just in the car on the way from being picked up from the airport.
He can't make an observation.
What is he, Charlie Sheen?
He's Charlie Sheen. How about that?
Well, maybe that's why nobody ever calls me for dates.
You know what? I'm going to try better next time. But I really thought I was trying.
You were trying.
Guys, if you know anyone Chris can go on a date with.
No.
Let us
don't
know.
Don't even do this because you know
kidding.
What's going to happen.
Don't do this.
Every person that's listening is going to send me the only gay person that they know.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, this is my cousin. He's gay too. And I'm going to look and be like, oh my God, he's so hot. And then I'm going to find him on Instagram. He'll be... married to a man already and live in fucking like Kentucky or something. So if you know an eligible person, then please do DM me.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't need to know if you have a gay relative unless
I don't need to know
eligible.
Either. Don't, unless they pass the test, flunk them. Okay. Thank you.
Also, can I tell you, did you see the video that I did pretending I was being catfished by someone and it was pictures of George Clooney?
Yeah, I did.
Someone commented on it. Oh my God, this is George Clooney with exclamation marks.
Well, that's sweet. They thought you didn't know.
It was sweet. They were looking out for me.
You know? That's funny.
All right, guys. So we will be back here October 3rd. But until then, come to the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. And until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.